Jesus, from Mormon to Jesus.
And some of you, the only thing you've ever seen of Christianity is a dead religion. But I serve a living God who has sent us a living Savior.
I'm not going to stay here, says one. I don't believe this is the ship Zion. Off goes the coat, and he jumps overboard. Will he not be drowned? Yes. So with those who leave this church.
For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
If you choose to become inactive or to leave the restored Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where will you go? What will you do?
Trust in Christ. He is such a Savior. He's mighty to save. Don't let anything stand between you and coming to know Him.
Did I born myself again? No. He made me alive together with Christ. Listen, I can no more manufacture the second birth than I manufactured the first one.
Hey Fireflies, welcome back to Outer Brightness. It's been a while, but Matthew and I are back together. We're excited to be together tonight, and we're here to talk about a book project that the two of us were involved in recently, and that is releasing here this week. Right, Matthew?
Yes, the official release date is the 15th of August, so depending on when this episode drops, it may have already been out. But yeah, it's responding to the Mormon missionary message, so the official drop date is the 15th.
Okay. Yeah, so Matthew, tell us a little bit how, tell our listeners a little bit about how we got involved in this book project.
Yeah, so I don't know how it originally started. I'm guessing it was just Corey Miller and Ross Anderson. They're both editors of the book. And I think I just kind of got roped into it. That seems how it seems to go with me with the podcast and with the book project. But I think they were just looking for people who were formerly LDS and missionaries, right? And they wanted to start inviting people to join in on this project. And I think they invited you, Paul, and Michael first before me. I think that's how it goes. Maybe you can correct me.
You know, I don't know what the timeline was of when everybody was pulled in. I remember getting an email. I remember it felt to me like maybe I was last because I got an email and like it was all set up, this meeting with everybody. So we got together with Corey and Ross and talked about what the scope of the project was, what they were looking to do. And so what is that, Matthew? What did they tell us in that meeting? Remember when we came together and like what did we look to do with this book?
Yeah, from what I recall, because this was what, 2 years ago. I remember I had to pull off to the side of the road because I was visiting Rebecca that day and I had to drive home. And I thought I was going to get home in time, but I didn't. So I had to pull out my phone. But I do remember they were excited to have all of us there. And we were all just kind of getting to know each other a little bit. We said each of our backgrounds, our education, where we served our missions. And the idea was they wanted to invite each of us to write a chapter for the book centered around sharing the gospel with Latter-day Saint friends and in particular Latter-day Saint missionaries. And the idea was that there have been plenty of other apologetic books and other books related to how to witness to Latter-day Saints. But they wanted to do this project specifically for the purpose of gearing a similar message, but with our personal experiences and backgrounds in display. So it's not just kind of a dry textbook type style book that they wanted to write. They wanted to make it more familiar, more close, more intimate, where we kind of share our experiences as missionaries to kind of help Christians who may not have that background as missionaries. And it was also structured in such a way such that we geared each of our chapters, each of the co-authors chapters, on one of the missionary lessons that's in the official missionary manual, Preach My Gospel, that missionaries learn from at the missionary training center that they use to prepare their lessons. So we each took one of those lessons and we each kind of focused on that and said, okay, here's what the missionary is going to teach you at your doorstep. And here's kind of the biblical response or our response and our experience related to that message. So that's kind of what I remember. Maybe you can fill in the gaps or correct me on one of those.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's exactly what we were looking to do. And so which chapter did you contribute, Matthew?
Right. So in terms of the chapter, I was on chapter 5, which is Missionary Lesson 2, The Plan of Salvation. So that was the chapter I was invited to do. And in mine, I haven't read through the entire book yet, but it's interesting to see how, because we kind of each wrote our own book, our own chapters kind of separate from each other. So I didn't really know what anyone else was doing. But I kind of just gave a short little experience about how I met someone on the street and tried to, you know, initiate a conversation about sharing the gospel as a Latter-day Saint and told her she was a child of God. And I thought that was a good intro to kind of lean into, okay, here's the LDS view of the plan of salvation. And then of course, like I said, we go through and we kind of describe, or at least I did describe what the LDS plan of salvation is from beginning to end. I tried to give interesting and subtitles, like on one section I wrote, in the beginning, the gods, because in the traditional LDS thought, you know, it wasn't just God who was at creation. It was a council of exalted beings that created the world. So yeah, that was my chapter. How about you, Paul? What, you want to introduce your section?
Yeah, so I had the chapter directly following yours, which is chapter 6 in our book, and it's responding to the third missionary lesson, which is titled "The Gospel of Jesus Christ." And so, you know, like you said, we each kind of went at it our own way. We had some marching orders in terms of, you know, this is kind of what we're looking to do, give a kind of brief introduction to yourself as an author, so the reader can understand who you are, your background, where you're coming from, and then kind of dive into addressing the content of the Preach My Gospel chapter. So with the Gospel of Jesus Christ chapter, I really, you know, wanted to bring the reader into the heart of a Latter-day Saint as they try to understand, and really it's bringing them into my heart as I tried to understand the gospel and the difference between what the LDS Church says is the gospel and the way that Christians understand what the gospel of grace is. And so, you know, I shared some experiences that I personally had both before my mission, during my mission, and after my mission that I hoped would help bring the reader into the heart of a Latter-day Saint so that when the missionaries knock on their door and they're, you know, face-to-face with two young men or two young women and maybe welcome them into their home to have a discussion and have a conversation, that they understand that these young people, in many instances, they have zeal for their faith. They don't have a great understanding of what those who are not of their faith believe. In many instances, they know what they believe. And so it's very, I think, key in any conversation you have with a Latter-day Saint missionary to understand that there is going to be a language barrier. There's going to be some differences in how we understand things. And you can use the same words and they won't land necessarily in the same way that they would maybe with if you were talking to another Christian, because they just don't understand things the same way. So that's what I tried to do, is kind of bring somebody into the heart of a Latter-day Saint, the way that they feel the gospel, the way that they feel those words as they hear them. I shared one experience in particular that I think is important to my chapter, where I was listening after my mission to the Gospel Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff and listening to him answer a question from a Latter-day Saint caller about what, you know, what it means to be sanctified, and remember getting upset with him because I felt like it was just semantics what he was explaining, because I didn't grasp that there were key differences in the way we understand things. So yeah, that's what I tried to do with my chapter. And then, you know, beyond the personal experiences that I shared, I then dove into the content of that chapter, Preach My Gospel, and tried to bring it home as well, like relating it back to the experiences that I shared, and also addressing like what's the content that someone would hear from missionaries when they come to the door.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm actually not ashamed, bashful, I guess. Rebecca and I, since we've received our copies of the books, we've been kind of doing our devotion time, going alternating between the Bible and our confession of faith and our and the book. And so we've gotten up to my chapter, but we haven't started yours yet. So so we still need to go through yours. So I'm excited because based on what I've seen, like on the interview with Aaron Schaffawala, he really liked your chapter and Michael's. So it sounds like yours is the good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I mean, I reached out to Aaron to get a little bit more feedback about what he meant on certain things that he said. And I think I misunderstood what he said a little bit. So we had a little interesting exchange, but I appreciate what Aaron had said on that that podcast. So
yeah, so I already mentioned to our viewers to go check out their interview. So we could probably leave another link in case they haven't seen it yet. It's kind of an interview with Ross and Corey that's being led by Aaron. So kind of just gives an intro as well to the book. But I think it was a really interesting interview to hear why Corey and Ross kind of wanted to do the book in the first place. And so we might also have a chance to talk with them as well, hopefully future on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. So who are some of the other authors that contributed beyond Corey Miller and Ross Anderson, yourself, myself, who else contributed?
Let's see. So we talked about two and three. So lesson one, I honestly can't remember who wrote lesson one. I remember reading it, really liking it. That was good. So let me check through the book. Joel. I'm not sure how you say his name. I want to say it like the French do, Fauvet. It's probably just Favre, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I've had a little bit of interaction with Joel online over the years. And, you know, one of the things about the book is that, you know, everybody who contributed is a former Latter-day Saint and served a Latter-day Saint mission. And so the experiences that we share come from people who have the experience of being on a Latter-day Saint mission. And there's kind of a wide range of ages. You know, Corey and Ross are older than us, and you're younger than me, and Michael's younger than me, and I think Joel. I don't know how old Joel is. He's younger as well. Neil Humphrey, who also contributed, is older than me. But I feel like I'm kind of getting up into that older category. Michael's been giving me a hard time about being there for a long time, but I do have two grandchildren on the way. My wife and I are excited that our two older daughters are expecting. So, you know, I guess I'm getting up there.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I was just looking up Joel's Facebook page, and yeah, because I was pretty sure, because he lives in Idaho Falls, or he was born there, which is where I live now. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But then it said he moved to Arizona. So I think he's still there. But yeah, it says he served in Raleigh, North Carolina mission from 2004 to 2006. So it was just before my mission. So he would have been among us. I think he was, because you and Michael both had the discussion lessons, right? You didn't have Preach My Gospel yet.
Right.
So he would have probably been one of the first groups to actually do the Preach My Gospel lesson. And then also I was Preach My Gospel. So yeah, it says here that also he's the one that I know probably the least. I was trying to see what he does. I'm not sure. Do you know what his job is?
I don't know.
Says he's. Oh, his Facebook page says he's an industrial hygiene technician. Like I said, I feel kind of bad because it feels like we each wrote our own book, and then we submitted it to Corey and Ross at the end, and it's like, okay, we got a physical book now, yeah. And I don't know what anybody else wrote. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's been interesting to kind of read through some of the chapters. I've made my way through Ross's and Corey's, and I'm getting ready to start Matt Wilder's. So Ross and Corey and Matt Wilder each contributed like chapters that come before the book kind of digs into the Preach My Gospel content. Ross contributed a chapter called Clued Into Culture, Engaging Mormons with Discernment. And then Corey wrote a chapter called Mormon Authority, The Testimony in Mormon Scriptures. And then Matt wrote a chapter titled An Insider Tour of the Missionary Experience. And so those three chapters kind of come as preliminary material to the LDS missionary discussion chapters, which is where the five of us who were pulled in kind of kick off. First with Joel's chapter, then yours, then mine, and then Michael's chapter follows. No, Michael's chapter closes. So following Neil Humphrey follows mine with a chapter called The Commandments, which is focused on missionary lesson 4. And then Michael's chapter, which is on Missionary Lesson 5, Laws and Ordinances, closes out the book. So, you know, really good resource, I think. It's unique in that, like I said, everybody who contributed was a former LDS missionary. So it's not somebody who hasn't had the experience trying to, you know, speak into a culture. It's you know, eight people who have been through it and understand what it is to pound the streets and knock on doors as an LDS missionary and talk to people and have those conversations, and who now view things from a different perspective and, you know, are seeking to speak into that culture. So I think it's a unique book in that sense. I don't think it's been done before.
Yeah, I was talking to someone who said, who was a pastor. I was giving him a premise of the book, and he said, yeah, why isn't that done before? Somebody should be doing that. And I'm like, yeah, it was a great idea when they presented it. So yeah, it was really going to be part of the project. I was going to ask you, do you have any experiences of giving the book to people or hearing them read the book yet that might be interesting or worth sharing?
I've given a few copies away. I gave one to my brother, and I sent one to his wife's parents. My brother, Dan, has been on the podcast before. He left the LDS church and is now Lutheran. His wife's parents were kind of integral in that. You know, they're from, his wife and her parents are from Texas, and they, his mother-in-law worked for many years before she retired for Southwest Airlines. So, at one point in her career, Southwest moved them to Utah, and, she found herself in the middle of Mormon country as a Lutheran youth pastor, trying to understand, you know, what to, I guess not youth pastor, but youth worker, you know, in the youth organization in their Lutheran church, trying to understand, like, you know, how do I speak into this culture where my daughter and her friends at church are constantly in contact in high school with LDS students. And so, you know, my brother met his now wife in high school, and so, you know, started going to Lutheran youth group, and so that was influential. So I sent her a copy so she could have one, and she reached out and thanked me and, you know, said how much she appreciated it and was enjoying it. Curtis Boddy also reached out, sent me a picture that he had gotten his copy and was enjoying it. So yeah, he sent me a couple of notes. One this morning just said, you know, it's really good. So I'm glad people are enjoying it. What about you? You heard from anybody?
That's awesome. Did you send him a copy, by the way?
I didn't send him a copy. I don't know how he got his copy because pre-orders aren't out yet. So somebody must have sent him a copy.
Okay. I asked because I sent him a copy.
Okay. No, must have been you then. All right.
Like, oh man, did we send him two? Yeah, I offered to give him one because he's always witnessing the Mormons. And so I thought he would enjoy that. Yeah. I've given a few copies away. I don't really have anything to say yet in terms of like how they've received it. Yeah, Chris was really excited to read his. Who else? Oh, I sent one to a pastor friend of mine that I promised I would send to. I also sent some to my church at Albany Baptist Church in New York. Sorry. Let's see. So I kind of been telling them for the past few months about it, and they were all kind of excited. Even though they don't really have that many LDS in New York, they were still kind of interested that I contributed. I think there was a little bit of confusion, though, because it sounded like the way it was sold was that I wrote the whole thing, but I tried to make it clear that I only wrote one chapter. So hopefully they're not too disappointed. But there were 15 people that wanted books in my old church. So I sent them 15 copies that I had. And then I sent some to the pastors there. I'm visiting my family now. That's why I'm not in my usual office. I'm visiting my family in Utah. And so we attended Ben and Darren's church at Covenant Grace in Syracuse. And so I gave them two copies. And so they're excited to read it as well. And like I said, Darren's wife, Kayla, was really excited. She's like, so what did you contribute? What did you give? What did you put in the book? And so then I gave her kind of the elevator pitch that we kind of just gave a little bit earlier. I'm wondering about whether to give one to my dad. He and his wife and their family are LDS. And I kind of feel like maybe I should wait till I read the entire book so I can get kind of a vibe of how the tone of the book, because it's more geared towards Christians witnessing to Latter-day Saints rather than as a book that you would give to a Latter-day Saint personally. But I want to read it personally to see if maybe you could still use it in that sense, you know, be like, well, here's our witnesses, here's our testimony of Christ. And, you know, if you can get something out of it, that's good. Because I don't think anybody, at least any of the authors that I know, have any kind of like antagonistic, you know, kind of like bashing type of vibe. We just kind of wanted to make it a personal. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, to see what people think. I also sent a copy to James White just out of fun, and it kind of left in my testimony and said that his ministry had helped me a lot to come out of the LDS faith. I don't know if he'll read it. We'll see. But, you know, I figured, why not?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't read it, that's okay.
Yeah. It'd be cool if he does. Has you on the dividing line or something.
Yeah, yeah. I invited him on the podcast, too. But I was like, it probably won't happen. But, you know, he's a busy guy. So.
Very cool. So, any final thoughts on the book before we wrap up this brief update for our listeners?
I guess we can just let them know where to find it. So, like, I'm sure we'll leave links for them to look for it. So, again, it's published by Aniko Press. So you can go to anikopress.com, and that's where you can buy the book there from the publisher directly. You can also publish it from, you can buy it from Amazon on Kindle or paperback. So that should be coming out soon. And yeah, I think the retail is like $8.99, I think, for the Kindle version, right? And then about $16.99 for the paperback. So I don't think we're looking for any royalties. We wanted to make it as cheap as possible so that people could get it in their hands and use it. So that's kind of why we wanted it the price that it was. So go check it out if that interests you. We'll also be putting more content up related to the book so that people have a better introduction to what the actual content of the book is. And yeah, that's about it. How about you, Paul? Do you have anything to finish off with?
No, I just, in terms of royalties, both Ross and Corey are involved in ministry. Ross in Utah is a teaching pastor at Alpine Church and runs the Faith After Mormonism conference each year, which helps people coming out of the LDS faith and into Christianity to understand, what they're embracing and what they believe as Christians. And Corey is, head of Ratio Christi, which goes on to university campuses and seeks to make a reasoned case for Christianity among students who are, bombarded with liberal teachings in universities. So in terms of both those ministries, any royalties made from the book go back into those ministries and helping those ministries thrive and survive. So, yeah.
Yep. And we're just excited. We hope we're really just hoping that it's useful to people. At least that's kind of what my goal was from the beginning is like, I was really stressful, started out a new job, just barely got married, preparing for my professional engineering exam, which was a nightmare, and writing this chapter all at the same time. And I was like, okay, hopefully this is helpful to somebody because I'm about ready to turn my hair out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was challenging. I remember reaching out to you and Michael and feeling like I was way behind. You were both like, no, I'm in the same boat. But yeah, it was fun, first experience with publishing deadlines and that kind of thing. So it was fun and a good learning experience for us all, I think. And, by the grace of God, it'll be helpful to people. So.
Yep. Amen. So if anybody has read it or is interested to read it, maybe leave us a comment or, contact us. We also have a Facebook group where we want to remind people if you want to leave messages there. If you have comments or criticisms, if you think my chapter sucks, then please let us know because any kind of feedback is welcome. So we appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you. All right. Close that one out, Fireflies. You'll hear from us again soon. Thanks for listening.